completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio New York City and also on the top three podcasting platforms, that is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Remember, you can hear me each and every Monday at 12 p.m. East. Make it easy on yourself. You can download the Bashani Radio app that can be found in your iTunes or your Google Play Store. So last week I gave you a few tips on dating, but I want to come back and just give you a few more, maybe five more tips. So this is for whether you're single, in a serious relationship, or in between. We all know, whether we want to admit it or not, how dating is a part of life. That said, one of the first tip is delete all but one of your dating apps. Swiping left, swiping right is hard enough as it is without you having to be on 5, 6, 7, 8 different dating sites. And we're only doing it based on the initial quality of looks. Now, I absolutely will swipe left on a man if he doesn't even take the time to write a bio, when it's just photos and hobbies and things like that. They didn't even take the time. So in my opinion, they're really not serious. I also swipe when I look at the age of the individual and all of their photos are from 20 and 30 years ago. That's a red flag for me. But you delete all but one of those apps. That is my second tip. So that way you can focus on just that one. You're not going to quit it altogether, especially if you're actively looking. But again, you don't really need a profile on every app and site available. Choose the one you like and focus on that. Because dating, remember, it's quality over quantity. One of the tips that I found online is maybe you want to talk to a relationship coach. I'm not a certified relationship coach. I'm more like a relationship concierge. But there's a website called Relationship Hero where they have expert dating coaches that will listen to everything that you want to discuss. Now, it's not free, but nothing in good life is ever free. Okay? Now, my third tip, which is, no, my fourth tip, which is really going to be an anomaly for plenty of y'all, because the majority of you hide behind your screens. So you're going to have to put on your big girl panties and get out and socialize. You're going to have to try and meet people in person. That can be in the grocery store. That could be in the supermarket. It could be at a Lowe's. It could be at a Home Depot. It could be at a coffee shop. But whatever it is that you have to do, you have to get out. They're not going to magically appear at your door unless you're having, you know, these super ultra sexy repairmen that I see women having on social media. And I don't know about you guys, but the majority of repairmen that come to my home don't look anything like these repairmen that they say are repairmen that are coming to their home. They're not just going to knock on your door and say, here I am, I'm the person for you. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to get out and socialize. And one of the biggest things that I know that I have a problem with, I want to say, I still am a work in progress, is that getting out of my type. I have a type. We all have a type. And getting out of that type is very hard for a lot of us. Listen, we all get that you have to be aesthetically pleasing. But are they mentally stimulating? And then, you know, last week, I believe I told you, I went on a date and the guy was neither was he my type, but he also wasn't mentally stimulating. So had he been mentally stimulating, I could have easily gotten over the fact that he wasn't my type. But when you asked me the same mundane, stupid question three times within a 1 hour span, I immediately know that the match that we thought, because we had values according to our profiles, our value systems and our hobbies and beliefs aligned, but that didn't translate in person. And another thing is just be a little bit more creative with your dates. Try to be creative with the dates. Now, I'm not saying go all out on the first date, and you hear me say this, and I know that whole men paying $40, you gotta have sex with them, I know all that bullshit. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being creative. This is not on the first date. This may be on your second date. So say you're meeting online because you didn't meet in person. You're meeting online and you go out for coffee, ice cream. You may have pets. You meet in the dog park or whatever. Or maybe you meet in a cat cafe with your feline friends. Not a fan of cats. But anyway, and really not a fan of animals. But just try to be a little bit more creative maybe on the second date. Men, women love picnics. No man is thinking outside of the box of taking them on a picnic. And it may sound really trite and mundane, but you got to get the picnic basket. You got to get the food. You got to get the plate. You got to get the silverware. You got to get the drinkware. You have to get the drinks. You have to think of the menu and all of the accoutrements that goes into that basket to make it a successful date. Outside of the box. Maybe go axe throwing. I would love to go axe throwing with a guy. Let's go axe throwing. Go to an escape room. Take a scenic train ride through the mountains. Do a murder mystery. Anything that's out of the box that's not normal. Miniature golf or maybe going to, you know, a high-end bowling alley or a high-end golf golf course where you can do everything and it's all in one. Just think of something different. Or maybe just sit in the park and talk. All dates don't have to cost you money, fellas. Really doesn't. Maybe you can go to a local park and maybe go hiking. Maybe go, you know, I live in the DMV and I'm near the water, maybe you go and you sit on the water and talk. It's a lot of different things that people can do to be creative when it comes to date. And I'm saying this, and I know women are going to hate it. You don't have to spend $200 and $300 on every date. You don't. There's some things, I mean, there's a cost to everything, but you can be creative where it's not going to tax your pockets. Especially if you're a frugal, budget-conscious individual. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. And I know a lot of you guys are going to laugh when I say this, but you may, you know, tap into that network of friends and family members that you have. Do they have somebody that they work with that could be single that you may think they may think would be a good fit for you or a good connection? You know, as we get older, I don't really go to the unless it's a cigar lounge or something. I don't really go out to bars like I used to. But I meet a lot of people through my network because now everybody has their homeowners. They have their man caves and their she caves and their decked out backyards and everything. So people are entertaining at home. And they're bringing their friends. Now, granted, 75% of the people that I know, well, really 80% of the people that I know are married or in committed relationships. But there's one or two singles throughout each one, and maybe you can make a connection there. It's really not hard. Dating is only hard because we make it hard. And I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about each week, I ran across this blog that I written when I was 42 years old back in 2009. And I started it off with, who knew that dating would be hard 20 years later? Because from 20 to 42, right? So here I am, over 50, and it's still hard. I'm still talking about the same exact issues. Starting to bridge that communication gap, and just when you think you turned the corner on dating being a little bit better, we have the blessing and the curse of making it easy. Like I said, focusing on one person. Just when we think we've turned the corner of that blessing and a curse of social media, you realize that you've come to a point that you're exhausted and it's okay to take a break. I have a conversation with one of my cousins, my best friend, and she's like, I'm tired. I'm not going to date. I need a break from the bullshit, the inconsistency, the gaslighting, the breadcrumbing, the zombieing, the ghosting, all of the bullshit that's going on in dating. She absolutely needs a break from it. And it's okay to step back, focus on what you like, focus on you, focus on your hobbies, your families, your children, whatever it is, your career. It's okay to step back and take a break. And if you have one of those, you know, situationships, a textuationship, a friends with benefit, you may have to look into and really think about, one, this friends with benefit, why hasn't it progressed into something else if that's what you want it to be? If both of you agree that it's never going to be anything but what it is, then you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to remove yourself. If you're intent on finding someone, it could be a possibility that your energy is so focused, or not even focused, your energy is connected and tied to that friend with benefit, that situationship, or that textuationship. Listen, I know women who get caught up over just text. They ain't never met this man. And their ass is caught up over a text thinking they in a full-on relationship. Yes, sir, it does happen. You gotta, you know, think about that. We all have that one person that we just can't seem to shake. I remember a friend, even though he'd been married 18 years before he passed away, he said there was that one girl, his one ex, he called her Lady Heroin. She was his drug. She was his Achilles heel. He was addicted. Then whenever he saw her, she still had that same pull and that same attraction for him. And he said that it was just one woman in his life, and he loved his wife. He said, but that woman was always, always the one that he could not, no matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't shake her. He could not shake her. And I know everyone wishes that that perfect person, like I said, they just gonna knock on your door and say, here I am, I'm perfect. I'm Mr. Perfect, I'm Miss Perfect, or whatever your sexual orientation, they're not going to knock on your door. So sometimes we have to go for what we want. And ladies, I know that's daunting. I know it's hard to reach out and tell a man, maybe that situation that you're in, maybe you tell him how you feel. Maybe he feels the same way, maybe he doesn't. But you won't know if you don't go after what you want. And the only way that you can go after what you want is to make time. If you're serious about wanting that individual, you have to make the time in your schedule to show that person that you want them. You want to be spontaneous. You want them to know that I am here, that I like you. And you can do all of that in that one dating app. So whichever one you find the best, whichever one you like the best, and you take those tips and as I like to say to my team, you go forth and you do great things with it. Dating is only going to be as easy or as hard as you make it, despite what the experts say, despite what I say, despite what other podcast shows say. You make it as easy or as hard. And this is what I have to tell my girlfriend. You're making it hard. You know when you have conversations with people, and the men think I'm crazy when I say this, but I know if I swipe right on a guy and we decide to have a phone conversation or FaceTime, despite what he looks like, if he's not making me want to talk to him and want to have conversation and engaged, I know it's not a match. I know within the first 5 minutes of looking at a man whether or not I'll have sex with him. But I know once he opens up his mouth whether or not it's going to be a yes or no. And people find that crazy. But we all know it's their energy. The sassy that you hear here is a completely different sassy when I'm allowed to rest in my feminine energy. And I do that by feeling safe. Keyword, safe with that man. You have to feel safe. I don't care how much money a man makes. I don't care about his education. I don't care what he does for a living. If I want him, I have to feel safe. Period. Without it, there is really no reason for me to continue to talk to you, to see you, to allow you in my space and take away my energy. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I will talk to you in a week. Until then, peace.
Redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.